Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It is the Steve Jones Show for Thursday. It is March the 15th. Chad Hershberger sitting in the producer chair today, filling in for Sean Carey, who's off for a couple of days this week. And we're getting ready for March Madness to take over. And how about those Nittany Lions last night in the NIT? I'm sure Steve will be talking about that as he had the call right here on WKOK last night as the Nittany Lions defeated Temple. It's going to be a big weekend in basketball coming up, and we'll be talking about it here on the show today and tomorrow. And Penn State plays Notre Dame on Saturday now in the next game they have in the NIT. So we'll hear all about that from Steve in just a few minutes. A reminder, you can stay connected with the Steve Jones Show in various ways. You can find us online at stevejonesshow.com, and there you can go and check out our podcast. If you miss any of the show, make sure that you go and listen to it. You can get it on Apple. You can get it on Google. You can get it on the website, stevejonesshow.com. And you can also connect with us on Facebook. Go to Facebook and you can see the topics that are coming up and more. So check out Steve Jones Show on Facebook and also on Twitter as well. So there you go. You can connect with those. We are going to hear from Steve in the Sunbury Motors Studio coming up in just a couple of minutes here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Feeling like winter today out there. A little cold, breezy. I don't know about you, but I am ready, absolutely ready for springtime. And hopefully we will get some spring weather soon. Of course, spring comes in officially next week as we get set to welcome spring, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we will have the springtime weather, so we'll have to see what happens. Actually, I heard that AccuWeather is calling for a little bit of snow next week, so we'll have to see what's going on with that. We do have some NCAA men's tournament games going on right now. In the second period, it is Gonzaga. They are winning right now. Penn is down over Kansas, 33-26. That in the Midwest region in the first round of the tournament. Coming up later today, we have Duke and Iona. We have, coming up in just a few minutes, Miami is going to be playing as well there in the South region. South Dakota and Ohio State's coming up at 4 o'clock today. Seton Hall, North Carolina State at 4:30. So those are some of the games coming up. And again, there's two games going on right now. We'll keep you posted on those scores as well as the show gets underway here on WKOK. And, of course, we will be talking about Penn State's win last night in the NIT, which took place at the Jordan Center. And as I mentioned, Steve Jones had the call right here on WKOK. Checking out some other things here. We got some baseball going on this afternoon. The New York Yankees over the Pirates in the bottom of the fifth. Boston and Toronto are playing. Boston is leading that also in the fifth as well. So some Major League Baseball going on. A little cold for that. But remember, we are your station for the Phillies all season long right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Checking out here, see if we can get some other scores. There's a game going on.
Lots of games going on.
Lots of games going on. We've got
Rhode Island ousted Oklahoma. Oklahoma gone. Okay? Yep. Flew down the stretch. Egad. Yeah. You know, the weird thing was?
What's that?
I did not think Oklahoma should be in the tournament at all. Did not. Should not be in the tournament.
Okay. Well, they're not now.
All right. Well, guess what? I picked them to beat Rhode Island in my bracket. All right. Now, the one I loved is last night. Well, Syracuse, they won. Now, see, they belong in the tournament. No, I didn't think either team belonged in, Arizona State or Syracuse. It doesn't matter to me that Syracuse won. I mean, they belong. I'm telling you right now, and this is an irrelevant argument. It's irrelevant. So, because the selection's done, it's done. Okay? But if you switch names, Penn State, Syracuse, right, and you put Syracuse with Penn State's resume, despite all the complaints you hear about in the whole thing, I looked at Syracuse's resume. Are you kidding me? You're kidding me. If you switch names, Penn State gets in. If you switch names. We're going to pass off the Penn State resume as Syracuse's. I'm telling you that they put a lot of emphasis on brand name. Wow. And it you can see it. And Syracuse was 8-10 in the conference. Okay, those are their last 18 games. All right. Okay. But, hey, they advanced. And so good for them. All right. They beat Arizona State, another team I didn't think should be in. Oklahoma, didn't think they should be. They're out. Tennessee won big today. Tennessee looked good. Gonzaga has been struggling with Greensboro all day. 57-50 now, with about 8.5 to go in that one. Rhodey won in overtime, 83-78. Rhode Island didn't look good down the stretch either today. Kansas was behind 10 most of the first half, but then Kansas remembered who they are, and they lead 47-37 over Penn at the under 16. And Tennessee won 78-47. Duke and Iona 5-5. I believe an Iona manager has just taken a picture of the scoreboard. We're tied with Duke. And by the way, Tiger was a 468 today. He's one shot off the lead. By the way, Las Vegas just named Tiger Woods as the favorite to win the Masters. How about that? Under the category of wow. NCAA Wrestling Championship. Penn State's been getting bonus points. They're little bits here and there. Nolf won by technical fall. Nickel won by a major. Vincenzo Joseph, I think, got a major. So, I mean, they're off to a good start. But it's Iowa that's actually winning the championship in Ohio State right now, second. But it's so early, that doesn't matter. It just turns out Iowa's been able to get a little bit more to this stage. So that's where that is right now. In Cleveland. So that's the early going. And Penn State, I don't think anybody's lost yet, have they? I don't think anybody for Penn State has lost. That's the big part, too. You can't lose people in the opening rounds. And they've been able to get through that. In Cleveland, and we're going to have Jeff Byers on the show today to preview the rest of it. They're off to a good start. And we'll have Jeff Byers on at 4:06 today. Hey, both teams are confident. I mean, look, this is a two-team race. I mean, Iowa's leading right now. Iowa's not a factor in winning this. It is either Ohio State or Penn State versus the field. So Ohio State versus Penn State. Ohio State, Penn State, the field. That's all there is. Is nobody else in the running for this thing? And it'll just depend how many bonus points does Snyder get? How many bonus points does Jordan get? How many bonus points does Rutherford get? How many does Nickel get? Hall, you can go through the whole list. Nolf. And it's all going to come down to bonus points, especially any bonus points you can get in the matches deeper in the tournament. I mean, it's a two-team race. And that's exactly what it comes down to. Two teams. Two teams in the field. And the field is not winning in this one. I'll tell you, Greensboro is giving Gonzaga all they can handle. 57-54. What's going on here, Chad? Come on.
I don't know.
I mean, remember I told you the Iona manager should take the picture when it was 5-5 with Duke?
Yep.
I was right. It's 14-5 now. Right? Duke's winning. That's one thing you usually, not always, but usually in these tournaments, you know, one team goes along, and then at some point, each team remembers who they are. Whoops. Okay, that's who we are. All right, the NIT last night. In postseason play, the evaluations are not on style points. Because when you looked at last night's game, if I were to hand you a piece of paper where you'd say all these things could go wrong, Penn State at one point would have checked every box. And then, but the one thing that was constant with them for most of the night, there was one stretch where they broke down defensively, but for the most part, they played great defense. They only gave up 57 last night. Penn State's now 17-1 when holding teams under 70 points. Was they played well enough defensively that it bought their offense time until they finally started converting. If you were to tell me that Tony Carr was going to score 2 points and that Tony Carr was going to be 1-for-12 from the field, I would tell you that on this particular day in this segment, I'd be doing the postmortem on the 18-19 season or the 17-18 season for Nittany Lion basketball. And then looking ahead to 18-19. Said they played well enough defensively. They hung in there. Bostic played really well. Julian Moore played a fabulous game. And Josh Reeves was the best player on the court. And they won 63-57. So they had to gut it out. They did. Home court meant something. I thought the crowd last night was great. I mean, now, you don't expect that it's going to be huge in numbers at this time of the year. That's just not how the NIT goes. I mean, you know, you're going to get your passionate, loyal fan in there on a Wednesday night. And I'll tell you, the people were into it. When Penn State was rallying down the stretch, that place was a madhouse. Now, there's like 5,000-6,000 people there. It wasn't a 13,000-seat night. You know, down the stretch, Penn State was getting crowds of 10, 11, 12, 13,000 in the stretch of the Big Ten season. That's not going to happen in the NIT. But the people who are there had to pay extra to be there, and that means they wanted to be there. And they made a big, big difference. Now they go to Notre Dame. Bonzi Colson, good inside-out player, probably not an NBA player, probably European. Matt Farrell, I watched Notre Dame play live last year with Villanova because it was part of that doubleheader in Newark. The other game was Penn State and Pitt. And so the first game was Notre Dame and Villanova. That was high-level hoops at 20 paces. Josh Hart made a couple of really big shots down the stretch when they needed it. Mikal Bridges played really well. But I thought Matt Farrell of Notre Dame, the point guard, impressed me beyond words. I really like Colson. Pfluger's a good glue player. Gebben, though, from Lithuania, the big kid, the 6'10 kid, he's a good player. That's a tough matchup for Penn State. And I think Gibbs has come on as well. They don't have much of a bench. Notre Dame doesn't have much of a bench. They lost some of that. When DJ Harvey got hurt, that's where they lost a chunk of their bench play. But it's at Purcell Pavilion at the Joyce Athletic Center. And it's the first time Penn State's ever played in there. And the game is going to be noon on Saturday. That means on the air beginning at 11:30. Bucknell plays tomorrow night when they take on Michigan State. We will take a break. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. All right, great to have you with us. Sean is in the Bahamas. Meanwhile, I'm watching a snow squall. All right, so you wanted to talk about an article you found from 1994?
That's right. So I was cleaning out some stuff at my home recently, and I found this notebook from my college days, and it was a collection of articles that I did for a sports broadcasting class at Penn State. And among one of these articles was an article from the Daily Collegian back in February of 1994 that was all about you. And being a...
That's a lifetime. That's a lifetime ago, my man. That's
exactly
24 years.
And I couldn't believe it. I'm looking through this, and I'm like, wow, isn't that something how things... Now I work with Steve sometimes on the Steve Jones Show, and here I was in college. I cut out an article for my class all about you and your work in radio and being the play-by-play person at that point, just for the basketball team. But
right.
Yeah. So I just thought that was kind of ironic that I found that amongst all that stuff. So
wow. How about that?
And there's a picture, and
I probably had a lot more hair, and it was darker.
Very young looking Steve Jones.
Yeah. Then it must be an ancient article. Oh my goodness! Yeah, you know what? It's to be honest with you, you don't ever take any of that stuff for granted. You never do. It's funny because I was talking to Kathy about this morning, and I was talking about, you know, they won, whatever. We're talking going back to, like, other NITs, and I was telling her, you know, how much I appreciated those years and how much I enjoyed it and how it's helped set up now. And I said, you always have to remember your roots. Now, I do remember there was a collegian article done on me in the 90s, and I think it was like a full page or something like that. I thought, wow, they are desperate. So, like, holy mackerel.
Funny you mentioned Jeff Byers being on later. Jeff and I were at Penn State at the same time, did some newscasts on WPSU together.
Well, yeah, Jeff is... He is Joe. I think among wrestling play-by-play announcers, I think he's probably the gold standard.
He's excellent, yep.
I mean, really. I mean, that is a hard sport to do on radio, and he's brilliant at it. He's brilliant. Greensboro leads Gonzaga 64-62 with 1:39 to go.
Wow.
Wow. I don't think I had them going far anyway. I know I have them winning this round. That I do know. I know I have them winning this round. I don't remember. I don't think I had them going very far. By the way, I had Oklahoma beating Rhode Island, but I also had Oklahoma losing the next game. So you don't get hurt on those. It's the ones that you take that are going deep into the tournament, you lose them early, that really hurts. Those are a lot of points. All right. Jeff Byers will join us at 4:06 today at the NCAA Wrestling Championships. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on with the NC2A tournament and much more as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, great to have you with us. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. 11 seconds to go, and Gonzaga leads Greensboro 67-64. Rhode Island has won in overtime over Oklahoma, 83-78. Kansas leads Penn, 59-48. Duke leads Iona, 30-23. Ooh, Iona's kind of closed the gap here a little bit. How about that?
It was tied at one point.
How about that? Good for Iona. Let's see. Tennessee won big over Wright State. That was easy. And Loyola of Chicago leads Miami 16-10 at the under 12 in the first half. A lot of people have that on their board as a potential upset. The Ramblers have been a good team. Miami is an inconsistent team. Now, part of the reason I like Miami, you know, and there's only one reason in particular. I mean, I like Jim Larranaga. It has nothing to do with that. But Adam Fisher, his top assistant, was for 3 years the head basketball manager here at Penn State. So I want Adam to do well. So that's the reason why. You build a lot of relationships in this job over the years. And so you end up remembering things like that. All right. Let's get to this day in sports history. And on this day in sports history, in 1869, the Cincinnati Red Stockings played their first game. I applied to be their announcer. They were the first professional baseball team. 1912, Cy Young retired from baseball. 1962, Wilt Chamberlain scored 4,029 points in 80 games, closing out the NBA season. 1969, Bob Beamon set the world indoor long jump record of 27.75 inches. In Mexico City, 6 months earlier, outdoors, he went 29 feet 2.5. That record stayed for 40 years. And in 1991, Sergei Bubka of the Soviet Union became the first pole vaulter to clear 20 feet. Gonzaga has held on. They've won. They beat Greensboro 68-64. And that is, so Gonzaga survives. Kansas is winning by 8 at the under 8. Duke is winning by 11 now in the first half. Miami's within 3. Rhode Island 1, Tennessee 1. So there you are. Keep you up to date on everything that's going on in the tournament. And in wrestling, it's Iowa winning right now, but that is... that it's so early, it doesn't really matter who's winning at this point. And Tiger Woods, by the way, shot 4 under par. 68, he's one shot off the lead. At the NCAA Wrestling Championships, Tomasello of Ohio State won by a fall. Keener lost by a fall. So, I mean, Penn State already has a guy on the pathway to being out. Nick Lee lost by fall. Ooh, that's bad. Zane Rutherford Tech fall. Nolf won by technical fall. Jordan won by a major for Ohio State. Vincenzo Joseph by a major. Mark Hall, major. Jordan had to win in overtime at 174. Ooh. Martin won by a tech fall. Moore of Ohio State won. Bo Nickel, major. Shakur Rashid, major. Nick Nevels, won by fall. And Kyle Snyder, won by major. So when it all adds up, Iowa leads it, 18.5 points. Ohio State is second with 17. Penn State is third with 16. But the Lee one is a big blow here. That's the big blow. You didn't really expect Keener to advance and do much. Now, Lee can wrestle back, but he's not going to be able, he's going to be getting wrestle back points. But that is the big one. Again, Keener lost by fall. Boom. Lee lost by fall. Ryan Deal of Maryland beat him. Then after that, Penn State settled down. Rutherford did what he was supposed to do. Tech fall. Nolf won by tech fall. Joseph by a major, Hall by a major, Nickel by a major, Rashid by a major, and Neville's by a fall. So after a rough start, Penn State got back on track. It's the Lee one. I mean, look, no offense to Keener. I mean, did anyone have high expectations about how far he was going to go in this thing? No, of course not. Lee was the one everyone thought, well, you know what? He might be, you know, that's a pivotal one. Now, he's not out of it. He could wrestle back. He could roll through and be terrific. But basketball last night, as I said earlier, if I put a box out there, if I put a piece of paper out there with a list of things that could go wrong, Penn State, to its credit, I think checked every box for about 30 to 35 minutes. And then the defense kept them in there. Now, remember, Penn State's defense has been like this all season. They're 17-1 now in holding teams under 70 points. And when you hold the team to 57, you put yourself in a position to win. And that's what they did. They held them to 57 last night. Thus, it kept the door open to them winning. And then Shep Garner hit a couple of big shots. Reeves was great all night. And I could, you know, I was at practice on Tuesday. And I had said to Dick Girardi, I said, Reeves will be the pivotal player in the whole thing. I said, you could tell he wants to erase what he did or didn't do in the Big Ten tournament against Purdue. To be honest with you, the Ohio State game in the quarterfinals, Josh played great defense, but Josh couldn't hit a shot. But it's all a race because he had the slam dunk that was the game winner with 3.1 to go. And I said to Dick, I said, this kid's going to come out tonight. I said, he is so mad at himself. I said, he is absolutely determined, because you can just see it in practice. You can see it in practice. He was absolutely determined to go out and wipe that thing away. He had 19 points and 11 boards last night. 19 and 11. And he played a terrific game last night. The only area where he wasn't good was the free throw line. And the free throw line down the stretch, Penn State never went 0 for 2 at the line. They went 1 for 2 on every trip. Never went 2 for 2 at the line in the final 4 minutes. Never went 0 for 2. They went 1 for 2 every time. And it was Bostic and Reeves. Well, it was enough to keep Temple at bay. And Temple just couldn't get any shots against that defense. Just could not. It was the defense that kept him in. Defense won the game for him, bought him enough time for the offense to get untracked. I mean, Tony Carr was 1 for 12 last night. The rules. They're obviously experimenting with rules. I know for me it's only personally a one-game sample size. I don't like the quarters. I don't like the quarters. The idea of getting to 5 fouls in each quarter would speed up the game? No. Third quarter took a long time. Penn State had a lot of free throw attempts. And that helped get Penn State back in the game. But the quarters did not enamor me. I wasn't crazy about the 5 fouls. Now, I didn't mind that they were wiped out and you started over again. Okay. But the reset on the shot clock on an offensive rebound, idealistically, I like that, but every arena needs to have a specific piece of equipment to do that. Believe it or not, Penn State has an older system. In order to reset to 20, you have to hit a certain button 3 times to get there, literally. And the new system, believe it or not, Penn State Altoona has the new one. Right? All you have to do is hit a button, goes to 20 automatically. Everybody needs that. Baylor didn't have that. Baylor did not have that. But I do idealistically like that. The wider lane, eh. The three-point line, eh. Every time I turn around, they're trying to take the three-point line and push it further out, further out, further out. No. You know what? People like the three-point shot. They like it. People love the three-point shot. Fans love the three-point shot. Now, there'll be times where you feel like you're taking too many of them. Yeah, of course. Now, I realize that by widening the lane and lengthening the three-point shot, they're hoping it creates more spacing on the floor. I didn't see a lot of spacing last night with that. And I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with college basketball. And I don't see much wrong with it. I'm talking in terms of how it's played right now. I don't see much wrong with it except for one area. And this is an area that this is not to blame officials. Officials are doing what they're being told to do. But why has the NBA become a more popular game in the last 10 years? The NBA has become a more popular game from where it was before because they are putting the emphasis back on passing, shooting, and flow. And because they're putting an emphasis on passing, shooting, and flow, they've got a game that moves. In college, there's still too much hand-checking. There's still too much clutch-and-grab defense. Sorry, clutch-and-grab defense is not good defense, okay? You've got to be able to use your feet, keep your hands up. How many times do you hear coaches, well, if I guess you guys wouldn't know, you're not out of practice, but coaches are always talking about hands up, hands up, hands up. And most of the time, hands are down. Why? Because guys are like grabbing jerseys off of screens. That's what they need to do. I mean, maybe take the first 2 weeks of next season and emphasize it to the point where, like, hey, guys, you can't do it. You got to let people move. That's where they need to improve, not where lines are on the floor or with quarters. Now, eventually they may change all this. We'll see. Hey, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Attention, Central Pennsylvania truck buyers. This is the sales event you've been waiting for. Sunbury Motors annual Rush New Truck Sale. SMC is the only Ford dealer in the area that has four city blocks of new Fords and has sold over 40,000 new trucks. Sunbury Motors has over 320 new Fords to choose from. SMC has Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the 2018 Ford F-150 starting at $25,969. SMC has 61, that's right, 61 2018 Ford Escapes, and they're priced from just $19,730. There's 25 2018 Ford Explorers starting under $30,000. And there's 45 2018 Ford Super Duty trucks from $38,584. Plus 0% financing for up to 72 months on select models. Central VA truck buyers, this is SMC's annual March New Truck Sale. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Here's the suit. He is at the movies. What? I thought he was supposed to be working. Chad, you know what it's like to work around the suit.
Oh, yes, I do.
Stories abound. All right, update the tournament for you. Gonzaga won over Greensboro. 68-64. Kansas leads Penn 71-57 with 2.5 to play. Duke leads Iona 48-36, about a minute to play, first half. Loyola leads Miami 24-20, 3.5 to go, first half. Rhode Island beat Oklahoma in overtime, 83-78. Tennessee down Wright State, 73-47. San Diego State, South Dakota State and Ohio State getting underway at 4 o'clock on TNT. I just want to ask everybody if you're enjoying watching True TV again. Yeah, I know it's been a year since I watched it. It's always like you flip it through, like, phew, you fly right by it. Like, I don't stop there. The other night, I watched, obviously, I didn't watch Syracuse Arizona State last night. I was doing the Penn State game. But I had a chance to watch St. Bonaventure. And I was happy for Mark Schmidt. Mark Schmidt used to be an assistant coach here at Penn State years ago. So I'm thrilled for Marco. I mean, he was able to get St. Bonaventure. They got Florida now coming up today in Dallas. And so I watched that, but that's the only time I've watched True TV in a year. Oh, well.
I forget how many different networks basketball is on during the tournament.
Four. TBS, TNT, CBS, and True TV. $716 million between all of them to carry it. Penn State will get Notre Dame Saturday. That will be at Purcell Pavilion at the Joyce Athletic Center at noon, 11:30 the airtime. Notre Dame is able to host because now the NCAA runs the NIT. It used to be years ago when the NIT was a separate entity that the NCAA would say, no, you can't have the NIT. We have the building locked down. Well, it turns out that Notre Dame is hosting the women's tournament. So 10 years ago, they couldn't have played this game on Saturday. The game would have been at Penn State. Or maybe it would have been on Monday. Maybe. Out there. Well, because the NCAA owns the NIT now and runs it, they're going to let Penn State and Notre Dame play Saturday in between the women's tournament. The women play Friday, two games, and then the two winners square off Sunday. So Saturday's open. Then after the Penn State game, each team that won on Friday gets a practice. And then Sunday, Marquette takes on Oregon in Milwaukee in the other half of the bracket. So if Penn State were to win, they could go to Milwaukee or they could go to Eugene. They actually had talked about going tonight, and they couldn't work it out. So because they couldn't work it out, they're going tomorrow. We'll leave at noon. So tomorrow I'm going to have to do the show in South Bend, Chad.
Ooh. That will be fun.
Never done the show in South Bend. They're also worried about a storm. This stuff doesn't end. It doesn't end. My poor brother, who's supposed to be on the show tomorrow, he's been hit with three nor'easters.
And they're calling for another one, I hear.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, too. This has been brutal. And not only that, it's been snow. We've had snow squalls here today. I don't know what you've had there. But
it's been windy.
Here we've had snow squalls. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, at one point the visibility was down to almost nothing here. Now, it didn't accumulate to anything, but it came down with a fair amount of ferocity for a period of time. This just won't go away. And, like, let's go away here. Right.
My daughter said to me this morning, well, spring's coming soon, right? And I said, yeah, next week, but that doesn't mean we'll have spring weather as soon as spring comes.
No, I mean, we're not. So I get St. Patrick's Day at Notre Dame.
Well, isn't that special?
The odd thing is Notre Dame rarely has played well on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, that's good news for the Nittany Lions.
Well, we'll see. It's all about matchups. Well, I'll tell you, with Watkins, I think Penn State will have a great chance. I'll tell you, with Watkins last night, if they have Watkins last night, they win that game last night comfortably, 15 points, because Temple had nobody that could match up with him inside, nobody. But they didn't, and they still figured out a way to still win it. Survive in advance. Last night was the definition of survive.